Masechet Eduyot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, will now have a machloket between Rabbi Yehoshua and the Hachamim, dealing with four possible situations of a person or thing becoming impure, but we don't know for sure. Safek Tum'ah. The rule generally is, if there's a safek, if there's a doubt about something becoming tameh in the reshut yahid, in the private domain, we treat the item as if it's tameh. If that safek arose in the public domain, we say the opposite, that the item remained tahor. In the four situations of the Mishnah, we'll talk about a doubt that arose in the private domain, but there's still a machloket hachamim about the halacha. Mishnah says, Arba'a sfekot, Rabbi Yehoshua metameh, v'hachamim metaharim. There are four cases of doubt in this Mishnah where Rabbi Yehoshua is going to rule that the item that we're talking about becomes tameh, but hachamim say that it remains tahor. Ketzad, what are these cases? Number one, hatameh omed v'hatahor over, the tameh person. We're talking about someone with sara'at, somebody with leprosy, metzora. That person was tameh, he was standing under a roof in a private domain, and a pure person passed by, close by, in that private domain, but we don't know whether the metzora transmitted tum'ah to that tahor person or not. And the opposite, atahor omed v'atameh oved. The tahor person was standing under the roof in a private domain, and the tameh person, the metzora, was passing by, close by, in the private domain. We don't know whether the metzora transmitted tum'ah to that tahor person. Or tum'ah, number three, tum'ah b'rishut ha-yahid v'tahara b'rishut ha-rabim. The tameh item was in the private domain, and that opened into a public domain, and the tahor item was in the public domain, but we don't know whether that tahor item came into the private domain and became tameh or not from the tameh item. And number four, tahara b'rishut ha-yahid v'tum'ah b'rishut ha-rabim. The tahor item was in the private domain, and that opened up into the public domain, and the tameh item was in the public domain. We don't know whether the tameh item entered the private domain and transmitted tum'ah to the tahor item. So there are three possible ways that the tum'ah could have been transmitted in each of these situations. Number one, safek naga, safek lo naga. There's a doubt whether or not the item touched the other. We don't know if they actually had physical contact. Number two, safek he'ehil, safek lo ehil. There's a doubt whether or not tum'ah was transmitted by means of a roof. If they were under the same roof together, similar to tum'at ohel, the tum'ah would be transmitted. And number three, safek hesit, safek lo hesit. There's a doubt whether one item moved the other. So now we'll elaborate and we'll see the machloket between Rabbi Yehoshua and Hachamim. Rabbi Yehoshua metameh. Rabbi Yehoshua says that in all of these four cases, the tahor item is now tameh. It becomes tameh. V'hachamim metaharin. Hachamim say that it remains pure. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says that the item becomes tameh, we have a safek transmission in a private domain. So we apply the general rule about a doubtful case in a private domain, and the tahor item is assumed to have become tameh, like we've said. But according to Hachamim, they say that the rule doesn't apply in the first two cases with the metzora, because they say that that rule doesn't apply to the metzora. That's excluded from how we analyze things. The metzora is not included. And in the last two cases, when we don't know whether the item in the public domain ever entered the private domain, we say that this rule doesn't apply. The only time this rule, where we assume that a safek is metameh, that it becomes impure, according to the Hachamim, is if the item was definitely in the private domain. We just don't know if the tum'ah transfer happened. But if we don't even know if the item was in the reshut hayahid or not, then we don't apply this rule at all, according to the Hachamim.